think we've all seen these stickers on the bumpers of many cars where it says coexist. Now, I'll admit my favorite coexist sticker is the one that has the DC and Marvel insignias together. Some might call that a mixed marriage, but hey, they can coexist. There's the more popular, however, where we see the insignias of many different religions across the world. We see for the letter C, a crescent moon representing Islam. For the letter O, the peace symbol, or what was once a pagan/Wiccan pentacle. We see a male and female symbol, or a scientific equation. For the X, we see the Star of David, representing Judaism. For the letter I, yet again another pagan/Wiccan symbol. For the letter S, a Chinese yin-yang symbol for Taoism. And for the letter T, a cross representing Christianity. Now people try to think that these religions can get along with each other. Which, if that's the case, apparently they haven't been paying attention to current events, nor have they paid attention to world history. Because all of these religions, if you will, are always diametrically opposed to one another. In fact, across the world, most want the other dead. They want to kill the other. You see, most of these religions, all but one, run on the same thing. To better myself or submit myself to God and to please Him. That it is up to me now to please a deity. Even Christianity tries to do this. Other denominations or people who think that they are Christians or say they are Christians, where they say, well, the Bible is a guidebook, or that Jesus was just a good teacher and a good person to make my life a mirror of. If that was the case, we all stand condemned because we cannot fulfill any of it. We cannot live up to the guide or the rule or the law. We can't live up to the expectation of living the same life as Jesus. We stand condemned as lost sinners, as sinners who have fallen from God's grace and can do nothing but choose evil and sin. But that is not true Christianity. Instead, true Christianity has us standing where there is no condemnation. For you see, the condemnation is not upon us, but upon Christ on the cross. In fact, Paul tells us in our text today, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. You see, God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. You see, Christ had to be sent to live under the law, to live obedient to it and faithful to it, for we cannot. You see, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, He condemns sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now the question is, how does one live like this? To live according to the Spirit. Right now, it consists of one word, baptism. You see, you are a baptized child of God. We are given the gift of the Holy Spirit in a very unique and special way. Or that you would live a new life. For you see, your second birth, your birth from above has now come. And now you can drown and kill that old Adam every morning. Rise again to be a new person, living in the Spirit. You see, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. And do we not see that all over television and mass media? Things of the flesh are always, well, they always want to do fleshly things. But you see, those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. But your brothers and sisters in Christ, as Christians, we set our mind to two things. As those of faith, we set our minds on forgiveness and righteousness. We set our minds on Christ. For yes, to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For you see, forgiveness, life, and salvation provides peace that surpasses all understanding. You see, for the mind that is set in the flesh is hostile to God. We were once enemies. You see, it does not submit to God's law, but its own man-made laws. Indeed, it cannot, as Paul says. In fact, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, because all the time it is done out of selfishness and self-pleasing. Yet for us, however, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. If Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. During this Lenten tide, we continue to look forward to Good Friday, look forward to Easter. You see, in those great historical events, you find your life and your salvation, the forgiveness of your sins. It isn't found in any of these other religions, because we will end up being lost and always looking inside of ourselves. But true Christianity has the person look outside of themselves to the God-man, Jesus the Christ, who has delivered you from your sin, declared you righteous. Yes, He has forgiven you all your sins. No matter how bad you might think it is, no matter how much guilt is upon you, Christ still forgives you. And He will do that until our very dying day, or until He comes to us again from heaven to take us to Himself in heaven. And so live with that promise. Live in that forgiveness. That is the truth. That is the truth that has set you free. Amen. It's now with the peace of God that does surpass all understanding. Guard your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.